This is the Composer's Datebook for July 26th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1882, the eminent German conductor Hermann Levy led the first performance of Richard Wagner's new opera Parsifal, a work that would also turn out to be his last. Wagner died the following year in Venice. No other Wagner opera aroused the same level of controversy as Parsifal. Some thought it a blasphemous parody of the Catholic Mass. Others, like Friedrich Nietzsche, saw it as a sanctimonious sellout. Wagner himself helped to fuel the controversy by calling the work a sacred stage festival play, and tried to limit performances exclusively to his own theater in Bayreuth for a period of 30 years. Despite the notorious anti-Semitism of Wagner and his circle, the bulk of those Bayreuth performances, like the very first, would be conducted by Hermann Levy, who was Jewish. Levy wrote to his father about an unusual occurrence that took place during the final performance of the first run of Parsifal at Bayreuth. "Just before the final scene, Wagner appeared in the pit, twisted and turned his way up to my desk, took the baton from my hand, and conducted the performance to the end. I remained at his side because I was afraid he might slip up, but my fears were quite groundless. His conducting was so assured that he might have been nothing but an orchestra leader all his life. At the end, the audience burst into applause which defies all description." Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.